out there or something, okay.
We don't have, you are.
Entertain a motion to come back into session.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I will, yes. Motion carried, we're now back in session.
Yes, I had read the instructions on the rules of procedure for such hearings, and Mr. Ashman is prepared to make the presentation.
Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Appeared before you on August 12th, 2014, with request for permission to prepare and post notices for proposed expansion of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. The request was divided into three sections designated as Annexation Area 1, 2, and 3. Annexation Area 1 includes but not limited to the project known as Coastal Club and the Cape Henlopen Lodge number 25401 of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Annexation Area 2 includes a project known as Saddle Ridge, DSP Troop number 7, the proposed school, the proposed campground, and adjoining lands of Townsend. And Annexation Area number 3 includes a project known as Red Clover Walk and the adjacent parcel. The expansions were posted on September 23rd of 2014 and advertised on October 1st and 8th. And to date, we've received no comments in opposition of the proposed expansions, but we have received a letter from the Elks Lodge expressing their desires to be connected to Central Sewer. Some contacts have been received from existing communities that are located outside of the proposed expansion, but within the Gosley Creek planning area, and it generally stated that while infrastructure will be sized to serve them, there is no imminent plans to extend the boundary to include these communities. They were basically informed that if they wanted service to contact us, and we would look at that in the future. And there were multiple projects in Gosley Creek. Unfortunately, they're not all contiguous, therefore the reason for the three designated areas. We post as if three separate projects and have prepared our resolutions accordingly.
Any questions for Mr. Ashman? Is there anyone here to speak in favor of the resolutions? Anyone opposed? Neither anyone in favor or in opposition present, Mr. Vincent. So the public hearing portion can be closed.
We can close the public hearing. It's okay with
yes.
the rest of council. Close the public record.
Mm-hmm.
And do we need to do these individually, or I would assume we would?
Yes, okay. Yes, you would do, because each one is a separate resolution
right.
of a different
I would
area.
Ask Mr. Rutt to read the first, I guess, at number one.
Okay. First resolution, a resolution to extend the boundary of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include Gosley Creek Planning Area Number 1, parcels along County Route 285, Beaver Dam Road, including but not limited to the Coastal Club and Elks Lodge Number 2540, being situate in Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure,
I'll
Council.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve. The resolution is read. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The second is a resolution to extend the boundary of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include Gosley Creek Planning Area Number 2, parcels along Cedar Grove Road, Mulberry Knoll Road, and State Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, being situate in Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I would like to. Oh.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah. Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next, a resolution to extend the boundary of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include Gosley Creek Planning Area Number 3, parcels 334. -6.00-551.01 and 552.00 being situate in Sussex County, Delaware.
I'd like
Council.
To have that
motion,
too.
Mrs. Deaver.
Please.
Second. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Ashman.
Thank you.
And additional items before council. Mr. Guy, any additional items? Paul Rigger. Paul Rigger.
Paul was here, he's gone, I guess.
Yeah, he's not here.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last week I asked a question. I bet you're going to wish you had answered me last week, but I'm here to tell you. Oh, now the woman's going to make well over $75,000, close to $100,000, and then you're getting ready to hire another person for over $75,000 to work with Lank on land use, which really is not necessary whatsoever because you're blowing money away. And then you got workers here that have been here for 10, 15 years, have never had a raise. Well, why not? Why, because they're just a bunch of peons and they don't do nothing, so they don't deserve a raise. But then you want to hire people and give them that kind of money. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Are you speaking on behalf of your daughter?
No, I'm not. And first of all, don't bring my daughter into the picture, because it's none of your business about my daughter. If she wants to come up here and say something, she can say something. But to me, I'm on my own. She is not involved what I say. And don't you never bring her name in again. And that's a fact.
That's well, entertain a motion.
And Everett Moore, I guarantee you, he'll chew you out for me.
Do you have any more pole beams?
Need pole beams.
You might get one or two. I said, Mike.
I'm still liked by Dan. That's good.
Entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.